Helen Forrest was the perfect vocalist for the World War II years. Her emotional rendering of tender lyrics captured the attention of a romance-starved public and the grips of wartime separation. As Helen Forrest herself said, "I try to sing so a guy can picture soft lights with his girl." Hello, I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Big Band Spotlight. Today on the program, we remember the voice of the name bands, Helen Forrest.
Strange, you know the moon too well.
Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, January of 1941, You're Dangerous, and live with Artie Shaw, 1939, I've Got My Eyes on You. This is Big Band Spotlight. Hello, I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, we're paying special tribute to Helen Forrest, one of the all-time great singers of the big band era. She died at the age of 82, July 11th, 1999. She was known as the voice of the name bands, and that was because she sang with three of the finest, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. She got her start with Artie Shaw, and it was with Artie Shaw that she learned that expressive, romantic style of singing. She moved on to Benny Goodman and made some spectacular recordings with Goodman, but she found the experience with Goodman rather unpleasant, and she said that she quit in order to avoid having a nervous breakdown. And that was in 1941, and after she left Goodman, she was out of a job, and she decided to approach Harry James. But Harry James wasn't looking for a romantic singer. He already had one in Dick Hames. And back then, the big bands usually had two singers. They had one that would handle the romantic ballads, and the other singer would handle the novelty rhythm tunes. And that's what James was looking for, someone who would do those jump tunes. But James decided to let the band decide whether he should hire Helen Forrest, and had sort of an audition. He had her sing the band's new arrangement of the lovely Gershwin standard, But Not For Me. And when the musicians reacted to her performance with a standing ovation, the matter was settled, and in October of 1941, she started making her first recordings with the Harry James Orchestra.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I owe a laugh and also lack a day. Although I can't resist the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Thank you.
edification. Pray tell me, pray tell me, what's yours? I got a guy who's really something. This man of mine, he ain't missing nothing. No wonder I'm happy to say. He's gone to help the country that helped him to get a start. I love him so because I know he wants to do his part. For he's 1A in the army and he's A1 in my heart. And just in case you're quizzical, I'm gonna tell you now. He passed the toughest physical, he passed the folks and how. For I know why he rates so high on Uncle Sammy's chart. Cause he's 1A in the army and he's A1 in my heart. Step up, folks, and see the fun. Here's that bugle man number A1. Here's what we have to show. How that would sound when multiplied 4 bugles in a row.
From her first recording session with the Harry James Orchestra, October 29th, 1941, he's 1A in the Army, and he's A1 in my heart. And we also heard, But Not For Me. Harry James really extended the role of Helen Forrest in the big band of his, because usually the big band vocalist just sang the vocal refrain in the middle. Every now and then they got to stretch out a little bit more, had a larger role on the record. But primarily, it was the band playing the open bit, then the singer would come in about halfway through the middle chorus, as it were, and then the band would play the final chorus. And that was pretty much the standard way that big band recordings went. But Harry James pushed that role of Helen Forrest to the band and extended it. And really what he was doing was providing a musical framework for her singing. His band really supported the singing of Helen Forrest, so much so that really the recordings were almost backups for Helen Forrest, with a little bit of trumpet features by Harry James. And the results, well, big hits, solid gold, as they would say decades later. And before Helen Forrest came aboard, Harry James didn't have a very successful band. You know, it was okay, but it wasn't the number one band in the land. But soon it was to be, and it was helped through recordings like this.
store. They've asked me out 100 times or more, but all I say is leave me in the blue, and here I stay within my lonely room, 'cause I don't wanna walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sun. Or you'll break my heart for me.
The critics called that music schmaltzy, the combination of Helen Forst's emotional singing and Harry James's sentimental trumpet playing was just too much for them. But to the listening public, it was just what the doctor ordered during those wartime years, and it was Helen Forst's voice that seemed to evoke the wartime longing of women apart from their men. We heard Make Love to Me from October of 1941, and a big, big hit for Harry James and Helen Forst, I Don't Want to Walk Without You, that reached number one, first recorded in December of 1941. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, paying tribute to one of the finest vocalists of the big band era, Helen Forst. Here's a recording that isn't quite as schmaltzy as the music we just heard. Almost even a little jazzy, Skylark. Harry James and the orchestra with Helen Forst on the vocals, one of those wonderful Forrest-James collaborations, and that was Skylark, the Hoagy Carmichael-Johnny Mercer tune recorded in January of 1942. And at the beginning there, seemed like Harry James was almost getting a little hot on the trumpet, and that was really his main style of playing, was being a hot jazz trumpeter. But during those collaborations with Helen Forst, it was almost pure schmaltz, but that's what the public loved, and it seemed like that was just what was needed during those war years. Well, even though the critics were knocking those recordings with the Harry James Orchestra and wished that Harry James would go back to playing that great jazz, he kept on serving his listeners with those wonderful tunes and big hits. And coming up on Big Band Spotlight, the James Forrest collaboration hits the pinnacle. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. The jazz critics hated the Harry James Helen Forrest recordings. They decried all of that schmaltz. But those records made the Harry James Orchestra the number one band in the land. Instead of going back to the jazz that first made him famous, Harry James just gave his romance-starved World War II listeners even more Helen Forrest. And the hits continued. I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Big Band Spotlight.
He's not very tall, and in the smart set, he's nothing at all. He was the first one to answer the call, that soldier of mine. He's just a private, just one of the crowd. He's got that something that makes me so proud. keep old glory as high as a cloud that's so of mine. I wish he knew how much I've been missing him. Every single day we're apart, but I still have the memory of kissing him. The day he marched away with my heart. Oh, there at the station, I tried not to cry. I kept on smiling while waving goodbye. I know he'll come back, my wonderful guy, that soldier of mine.
G.I. wouldn't want a loyal sweetheart like that back home. Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra from 1942, the summer of that year, That Soldier of Mine. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, remembering the great vocalist Helen Forrest, one of the finest singers of the entire big band era. She was known as the voice of the name bands. She sang with three of the finest, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. She died July 11th, 1999, at the age of 82. It was with Harry James that she found her greatest fame, and some might argue that maybe the recordings with Benny Goodman were greater, but they weren't as popular, and they didn't touch as many people as the recordings that she did with Harry James. It was a voice that evoked the wartime longing of women apart from their men. At least that's what it said in the obituary in the New York Times for Helen Forrest. Her style was very emotional. She put a lot of thought and feeling into those lyrics, and even in a forgettable song like That Soldier of Mine, the way she put that across, you just knew that every GI overseas was comforted knowing that their sweetheart, hopefully anyway, was being just as loyal and just as proud. Will Friedwald, in his wonderful book called Jazz Singing, makes the comment that during the big band era, it seemed that whatever the mood of the country was, saw the appropriate female singers. For example, during the middle of the Depression, Helen Ward and her solid 4-4 style of singing, up-tempo music with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, was just right for those days. A little optimistic feeling was what the public needed. And then as the Depression started lifting a little bit around 1939, it seemed that the almost silly hip chicks like Marion Hutton with Glenn Miller and Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey were more fitting to the mood of the country. But then, when the seriousness of World War II came along, the world needed, the American public anyway, needed a more serious singer, someone with the sultry siren qualities of Helen Forrest. Here she is in 1942 again, July of that year, with the Harry James Orchestra and Manhattan Serenade.
Thank you.
night in Manhattan was the start of it. We lived it and we loved every part of it. The glow of moonlight in the park, the lights that spelled your name, the autumn breeze that fanned the spark that set our hearts aflame. Our kiss was the sky ride to the highest star. We made it without touching the handlebars. And I gave you my love to the melody of the music, the madness that made our Manhattan serenade.
Come true.
the Harry James Orchestra with strings and everything, and one of the big hits for the Harry James Orchestra with Helen Forrest, and one of those songs that really evoked the feelings of World War II and the women left behind. I Had the Craziest Dream, recorded in July of 1942, and from that same month we heard Manhattan Serenade. Well, not every recording that Helen Forrest made with the Harry James Orchestra was so sentimental. There was room for a novelty or two, even one that reached the number one position as well, Mr. 5x5.
Got 15 shins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hip bat. He'd be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. He's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
the army, riding in a Jeep, has developed him a heap. He's the guy for me. He was never so healthy till he joined the army. Now my knees get weak when I see that new physique. Now his looks charm me. When he starts to fight, he's dynamite. Wait till he begins. He fights like twins. He packs a punch that can stop any bunch. From his chin to his shin, he's full of vitamins. My beloved is rugged. Since he's in the army, he's my loving yang, tough enough to spank a tank. He's the guy for me.
Harry James and Helen Forrest getting away from the standard romantic ballads that had made them so popular together with a couple of novelties, a World War II novelty, My Beloved is Rugged from 1942 and from the same year, Mr. 5x5. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke, today on the program, remembering the voice of the name bands, Helen Forrest, a wonderful big band singer, who died at the age of 82, July 11th, 1999. The pinnacle, however, of the Helen Forrest, Harry James partnership was certainly this song. It was number one for a couple of months. Had a nice rocking beat to it. Not so schmaltzy as some of those other big James Forrest hits, but it was a big one in 1943.
Please have them play it again, and I'll
just when I've heard that lovely song
biggest hits of the entire decade of the 1940s. Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra, recorded in July of 1942, a big hit in the next year, 1943. I've heard that song before. One of the last recordings that Helen Forrest made with the Harry James Orchestra. And because of the success that she had with the James Orchestra, she decided to go out as a solo act in 1943 and leave the big bands behind. But unfortunately, she didn't have much success as a solo artist. She did have some few duet hits with Dick Hames, but never achieved the real major success that other big band veterans like Joe Stafford and Ella Fitzgerald, Doris Day, and Peggy Lee had. And there was a reason for that, at least according to Will Friedwald, again in his book Jazz Singers. He says that Helen Forrest had that extra oomph, and it allowed her to cram so much in the 32-bar refrain, but it was too much when she expanded that role to 72 bars or more when she was on her own. And it was unfortunate because she got to be a better singer into the 1950s and 1960s, and she didn't really retire. She became more or less a nostalgia act. She wasn't recording much new things, but kind of revisiting the old hits, sort of a walking jukebox. And she did that for many, many years, actually through the rest of her career. And she made her last recording in 1983. We're going to wind up this edition of Big Band Spotlight, paying tribute to Helen Forrest, with a reunion with Harry James in 1955. And this was a big hit for Harry James, although it was a big hit after Helen Forrest had already left the James Orchestra. But in 1955, when it was time to redo it in hi-fi, Harry James asked Helen Forrest to sing it. This is the music of Duke Ellington.
Used to ramble through
came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
The Harry James Orchestra getting appropriately ducal sound every now and then in that recording from 1955 in Hi-Fi of I'm Beginning to See the Light, the final partnership between Harry James and the wonderful vocalist Helen Forrest, the voice of the name bands. She died at the age of 82, July 11th, 1999. Big Band Spotlight is recorded for South Dakota Public Radio at the studios of WCAL-FM, Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Carl Gerke. I'll be with you again next time for another Big Band Spotlight.